the nature of human beings to just want everything right now. They just want everything done in this very minute, in this very second. So you see, a lot of people want everything done at their convenience. They want to get that car tomorrow. They want it today. Man, I just want it now. So a lot of people are obsessed with the now. They want everything done in the now. That's why I know we cannot deny the fact that we're living in such a fast-moving world in the midst of a lot of complexities. That's why that already guarantees or necessitates the reality of then becoming extremely impatient. Because when you pray, you want to get an answer to a prayer like today. You want the answer to that prayer tomorrow. And we want our dreams, our plans to come to pass like right now. You want those ideas, you want those plans, you want them to be fulfilled right in this very moment. People have become extremely impatient, especially in the midst of this complex, dynamic society. But it's such a liberating thing to understand that that's not how God works, and that's not how life works. Everything, literally everything, has that appointed time for their manifestation. And God absolutely has that specific time, and it's a beautiful set time that is going to answer our prayers, that is going to enable your dreams to manifest the reality. He has that set time. It's a beautiful set time. So it doesn't matter how badly you want your dreams to come to pass. It doesn't matter how badly you want to get that car. It doesn't matter how badly you want to get married. It's not going to change that beautiful set time. So you know what you want to do. You want to adjust your pace. You want to adjust your moves to suit and work with this beautiful God's set timetable. I know sometimes it's hard to understand God's time. You know, I've been there. I know how overwhelming that moment can be. Because we have a lot of people that don't understand God's time for their lives. We are now witnessing a community of frustrated people. People that are mad at everything. Mad at the family. Mad at life. Mad at everybody that is around them. A lot of people are in this world where they're wondering as to whether God is going to change that situation. You know, a lot of people are overwhelmed, wondering, God, I've been single for years. When are you going to bring me a mate? I've been unemployed for years. When am I going to get a job? We have a lot of people that are living in this web of uncertainty, in this web of confusion. But you want to begin to understand God's beautiful timing now. You want to understand life seasons. And I promise you, you won't ever leave feeling stressed out, feeling unfortunate. But you begin to embrace that this truth, you know, regardless, that God is in absolute control, and that at his own time, at his own beautiful set time, he will make it possible for me. He's going to make it come to pass. He's going to make my days beautiful. So you want to patiently and progressively wait for that appointed time. And what's interesting is that this appointed time can actually be tomorrow. This beautiful appointed time can actually be next week. This appointed time can actually be 5 years from now. You never just know. So you want to learn to patiently and progressively wait on God to make it happen at his own time. So my waiting period has been a learning journey. Therein I've learned to vulnerably and absolutely trust God to just believe better of myself, to dispel thoughts of uncertainty, thoughts of fear, thoughts of doubt, and just grow my ability to believe and trust in God's promises for my life. So on this journey to becoming, you definitely can avoid the waiting process. The waiting is definitely going to be there. So you may say, "Nah, man, I get it at my shot." But one way or the other, you're definitely going to have to endure some waiting. Definitely. If waiting is then inevitable on this journey to becoming, you definitely want to make it a progressive waiting. You want to make it a learning process, a learning period. You want to wait with such great positive expectancy. You're not waiting and stagnant, but you're waiting and believing. And you must definitely enjoy life while you're waiting for that breakthrough. You don't want to hold on leaving. You want to keep living and enjoying life, taking time to smell the roses in the waiting period, in the waiting process. You want to take time to learn better of God. You want to take time to learn better of yourself. So you definitely want to make this waiting process, this waiting period, progressive in a way. Understand very well that God changes our lives little by little. And I like this. Little by little, step by step, moment by moment, layer by layer. It's progressive. It's progressive. And it's very liberating. Very liberating. When you begin to understand God's timing, life seasons, and just this waiting concept, you begin to live peacefully because then you know that little by little, moment by moment, God is ordering my steps. Moment by moment, God is causing me to become. And this is very liberating. You won't understand, especially in the midst of all this complexity, we cannot deny the fact that we are living in such a fast-moving world, in such a dynamic society. And it's at this time, this very moment, that you want to get this truth, that you want to understand and believe it. God, in His own wisdom, in His own power, is absolutely at work in your life. In your community, God is working. In your church, God is working. In your family, God is working. Whether you can see it or not, is absolutely at work. See, what you may be going through now, what your family, your church, community may be going through, may look absolutely, you know, the same as it did 3 months ago, 4 years ago, 2 weeks ago. But you want to believe deep down your heart. You want to hold on to this truth that God is at work. And I want you to know that behind the scene, God is putting together some pieces to reveal to the world a masterpiece, a knee-jerking miracle. All you're going to do in your waiting is to believe it.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.